Chapter 8. The 2 weeks training around Miami base eventually cost us 11 lives. 12, if you count Dahlquist. I guess having to spend the rest of your life on Karen with a hand and both legs missing is close enough to dying. Foster was crushed in a landslide, and Freeland had a suit malfunction that froze him solid before we could carry him inside. Most of the other debtors were people I didn't know all that well, but they all hurt, and they seemed to make us more scared rather than more cautious. Now Darkside. A flyer brought us over in groups of 20 and set us down beside a pile of building materials, thoughtfully immersed in a pool of helium-2. We used grapples to haul the stuff out of the pool. It's not safe to go wading, since the stuff crawls all over you, and it's hard to tell what's underneath. You could walk out onto a slab of hydrogen and be out of luck. I'd suggested that we try to boil away the pool with our lasers, but 10 minutes of concentrated fire didn't drop the helium level appreciably. It didn't boil, either. Helium-2 is a superfluid, so what evaporation there was had to take place evenly, all over the surface. No hot spots, so no bubbling. We weren't supposed to use lights to avoid detection. There was plenty of starlight with your image converter cranked up to log 3 or 4, but each stage of amplification meant some loss of detail. By log 4, the landscape looked like a crude monochrome painting, and you couldn't read the names on people's helmets unless they were right in front of you. The landscape wasn't all that interesting anyhow. There were half a dozen medium-sized meteor craters, all with exactly the same level of helium-2 in them, and the suggestion of some puny mountains just over the horizon. The uneven ground was the consistency of frozen spider webs. Every time you put your foot down, you'd sink half an inch with a squeaking crunch. It could get on your nerves. It took most of the day to pull all the stuff out of the pool. We took shifts napping, which you could do either standing up, sitting, or lying on your stomach. I didn't do well in any of those positions, so I was anxious to get the bunker built and pressurized. We couldn't build the thing underground. It'd just fill up with helium-2. So the first thing to do was to build an insulating platform, a permaplast vacuum sandwich 3 layers thick.